After months of rancor and a weekend of protests over the state's new Common Core standards, the number of students saying they will refuse to take the tests will likely surpass a critical number in many districts. If a school district cannot get at least 95% of students to take the test, the district will fail to meet what the Federal Education Department deems adequate yearly progress. If this happens, the school and the state could lose or be asked to pay back money to the federal government. But Roberta Gerald, superintendent of Middle Country School District, says there's another danger.
If so many districts have refusal rates that don't allow them to meet the 95% rate, how can any kind of baseline be established? Because you're going to miss a good number of kids who help create the baseline, and that is supposed to be the new purpose of these assessments.
Gerald says so far 20% of her students have opted out. In a statement, the state education department says it expects a very small percentage of students to refuse. They also said the tests are a way for parents to gauge the progress of their children. Charles Lane, WSHU News.